Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Monday through Friday, I give advice to job hunters that's designed to help you find work. Because job hunting doesn't have to be hard, difficult, painful, or take a lot of time. And, you know, one of the issues I know job hunters have is there's a lot that's left unexplained, like asking for the job. Like, what does it mean? Like, you're supposed to beg? Of course not. But there's a way to ask for a job that's professional and effective. And that's what I do on this show. I tell you how to do that. And I hope you do find it helpful. I hope you implement the tactic. And if you find it helpful, please give No BS Job Search Advice 5 stars in iTunes. It's going to help other people discover the show. And by the way, you want to listen to my other show, Job Search Radio. That's also in iTunes and Stitcher. Subscribe to both. It's going to help both shows, and it's going to, more importantly, help you. So with that, let's get rolling. And today we're going to talk about ending the interview and asking for the job. Now, asking for the job is one of those classic pieces of advice that recruiters offer. And no one really explains how to ask for the job. You never want to go into that situation by saying, please give me the job, I really want the job, or anything that can be interpreted in that way. Instead, asking for the job is really a euphemism for expressing interest. So I don't think it's appropriate at the end of the interview to say things like, I would be a perfect fit for this job. When are you going to hire me? Or words to that effect, or anything that can be interpreted in that same way. Instead, you want to express interest. So at the very end, when they have the opportunity and they say to you, and this is the signal that they're wrapping up, so is there anything else? Or are there any other points that you want to make? Or something that indicates the wrap up to the interview. I think the smoothest way to do it, and it has to be smooth, is to simply say, I just want you to know how interested I am in this role. Have I answered all your questions? Is there anything else you know in order to feel comfortable with me in this role? Is there anything that's left unaddressed that you might want to ask me? So in this way, you've given them one more cut at asking you questions, and you've also expressed interest. And again, when they say, no, I think I've gotten everything, great. What would the next step be in the hiring process, and when might I expect to hear back from you in one way or another? Well, I expect we're going to finish first round interviews next week. We'll be back to you right after that. You know, as things stand now, how do I rank? Because, again, I'm very interested. Now, that's a very blunt question, and it requires that they give you a candid assessment. To me, it's best that you know right then and there, but you don't have to necessarily be that blunt if you're not comfortable with it. You can simply, again, say, and I want to be clear, I am very interested in this role, and I look forward to hearing from you about next steps in the process. And if I heard correctly, and I know this isn't, you know, cast in stone, because sometimes there are cancellations and reschedules, but I might expect to hear back from you at the end of next week. Yes. Terrific. Thank you so much. Look forward to meeting you again and other people on the team. Again, the idea is to express interest. I happen to like that question about where do I rank in the process, because I'd rather have you get honest feedback than the kind of BS where they don't respond back right away, and it delays and it delays, and you're holding out hope. And sometimes people make the mistake of freezing other interviews, waiting for that one thing. You keep going out there and interviewing until you have the offer in hand. Because otherwise, you can get caught short. You can be misled by someone who doesn't have the courage to be honest with you. And again, if they say to you, no, you did really well, or you ranked very highly, they're still not committing themselves to you, but at least you're getting good feedback saying you interviewed well. There may be reasons why they choose someone else that include, you know, differences in compensation, personality and fit, and a variety of other things. But at least for now, you're getting feedback that you interviewed well. So again, to me, the best way to ask for the job is to simply say, you know, I just want you to know how interested I am in this role. What would the next steps be like? When would I expect to hear back? How do I rank amongst the other people that you've interviewed? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly, because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost your job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. Now, this show, it comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.